I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You? A fond look at the animals we love to hate. Art, tell me about dangerous spiders.
In Virginia, there are two spiders that are considered to be dangerous, the black widow and the brown recluse spider. It's important to keep in mind that the brown recluse spider is not indigenous to Virginia. It is found in the Ohio River valleys along the Mississippi River, and occasionally, specimens, individuals will come in crates, furniture, what have you, and establish themselves in outbuildings and other places in Virginia, but they're not particularly common. Black widows, we have the northern widow and the southern widow. The females are both black, and they have a red hourglass on their undersides. Southern widow has a complete hourglass, whereas the northern widow, the hourglass is usually broken into two triangles, and they have red spots on their back.
And where would you be most likely to encounter one of those?
Black widows you're going to find in usually near the ground in undisturbed areas, wood piles, trash piles, things like that, whereas the brown recluse spiders, if you're going to find them at all, are going to be in outbuildings, basements, cellars, less disturbed areas. And they have two entirely different kinds of venoms. Black widows have a neurotoxin, which obviously affects your nervous system. If you're bitten, you get cramps, nausea. In brown recluse spiders, it's a cytotoxin. And the short version is that your body is unable to protect itself with a scab, and you get this necrotic wound that spreads, and your body becomes susceptible to bacterial infections, and that's what really gets you into trouble. Black widow bites were usually associated with outhouses, yes, and especially men were bitten in very particular places. It's seldom that those bites or any other black widow bites are fatal, especially if they're treated right away. But if you ever think you've been bitten by a black widow or a brown recluse, seek medical attention right away.
How did the brown recluse get its name?
Well, they're brown in color and they're very reclusive.
They hide out.
It's that
hide
simple.
Out.
Yeah, they're sneaky. Yeah.
What about the black widow?
Well, black widows have a reputation for, the females have a reputation for eating their mates. And early experiments were with males and females in a very small confined space, and almost always the male was consumed after they did their little procreative bit. But they found that when a male actually has a chance to escape, has a place to go, he'll escape with his life about 50% of the time.
And the merry widow spider?
I don't know what you're talking about, Steve. The merry widow spider. I've led a very sheltered life.
That's okay. I just think it's very funny.
That, yeah, I can see that.
When the man does his bit, then he's consumed.
That's right.
Along with his fortune. And
the merry widow.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You can find a link to his What's Bugging You blog at ideastations.org.